The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. You know, live radio is always wonderful. And again, there was a call on hold for, I don't know how long, 10 minutes, 12 minutes, whatever. If you're still listening, I am so sorry. We couldn't get to it. That's some technical issues. If you still got something you want to say, something you want to let me know about, go ahead and call back in, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. At the first break, we're going to have Senator Ted Harvey join us. He's the chairman of the StopHillaryPAC.org. And you know what? We're going to talk about what she's got going on and the commercials that they're running and what they're doing to help slow her down or stop her, I hope. I can't believe, you heard me the other night with our man on the street there in Baltimore talking about how, actually, I don't even know how, talking about how anybody can vote for Hillary, period. And some of the, and again, it doesn't matter that I'm a Republican, because if I was a Democrat, I wouldn't vote for her. You know what I'm saying? I just wouldn't let it happen. I wouldn't let my family vote for her. I wouldn't do it. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. I like to do this once a week, too. Now, if you're somebody who's prone to depression, this may not be what you may not want to listen to this. You may want to turn on some cartoons for a few minutes. So this week, you know, because the economy's doing better. You just heard that we had a whole bunch of, we're doing better job-wise, right? Less people filed for unemployment. But do you notice how they say that? Less people filed for unemployment. That means more people gave up. We still have an unprecedented number of people working part-time jobs to make ends meet. Right? Aerospace in Sydney. No, not Australia, New York. They're laying off 100 people. Or actually, they're not even laying them off. They're just letting them go. That simple. School districts across the country are doing layoffs. A whole bunch of those as well. Let's see. They're not giving you. Intel, I don't know if you heard this week, big news. Intel's laying off 12,000 people. Come on, think about that. 12,000 people. That's not a small number of people. Now, last I checked, and I don't care how many they have, 100, 200,000. That's 1,200 families that have trouble getting a job. Some of those people have worked at Intel for years. Got to be tough. Allegheny Technologies, they're laying off 250. Nordstrom's laying off 400. Right? Not a small number either, is it? You know, American Apparel, they're letting off over 500 plus. And then at Berkeley, UC Berkeley, oh my God, the Kalaji here in California, they've got 500 staff jobs going away. five. Maybe they don't need that many, okay? I don't know. But Chevron's laying off 655. Does this sound like an economy that's getting better? Does this sound like, things are looking up, more people are getting work? Anybody? Yeah, I just wish this administration could find the truth, tell us the truth. But I guess, I don't believe Mr. Obama could find the truth if you put his hands on the bag, marked the truth, pointed to it, and told him what was in there. It was too bad. Anyway, I am your host, Joe Messina. Always a pleasure having you on board with me, and I do so much appreciate the time that you've spent with me on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting. We did the story the other day about the students that were having lunch. They were calling them Jesus lunches because the parents were feeding the kids, and there were more and more kids coming for the free food. And the atheists started screaming about it because they said, you can't have this. You can't have this kind of religion going on next to a school. You can't entice these kids with food. Well, where were these godless people? Why weren't they feeding these kids? Why weren't they getting them decent food at lunchtime? And this is my real big beef with these people. Yes, these people most of the time. You complain and yell and get in the way of everything that's good, right? But you don't replace it with anything. Aha, we saved them from hearing about that Jesus. Sorry they're going hungry. But they'll deal with that on their own. At least they don't have to hear about this Jesus character. Well, apparently they didn't have a problem. There was only a very small handful of spineless children whose parents were probably also spineless. They were going into convulsions because they heard they heard this was a Jesus thing. Now, for some of you Christians, you need to lay your hands on those kids. They might be possessed or something. Going into a convulsion because you hear the name of a deity or a religious person. And some of you on the left think that that's fine, that makes sense, that it's that tough. What's really funny is that group that I talk about frequently, the Freedom From Religion Freaks, they showed up to protest. They brought people in from other places to protest. They have no right to do that. They have the right as Americans. But think about this. The communities wanted this. The young people wanted this. Get over yourself. If I drank, I'd start now. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
Pleasure to have you aboard with me. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you want to be involved at all in the car. Or, you know, send me an email. You can send it to joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. And again, always a pleasure. Anything goes on the show, you know that. I'm willing to talk. Yeah, I'm willing to discuss just about anything on the show. And I think we should. I think we should always be open to conversation, whether you agree with it or not. How do you find out what the other side is thinking without reading Twitter or Facebook? Because you know how true that is. Anyway, I've asked Senator Ted Harvey to join me tonight. He's the chairman of the StopHillaryPAC.org. And, Senator, thanks for being with me this evening.
Well, good evening. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem at all. Listen, I love watching some of the commercials I see and never really... I don't know actually who's putting them all out there, but here's the bottom line with it, is her numbers are still so very high. Where are you seeing, or are you seeing, any kind of, I don't know, traction with the ads that you're running?
Well, we are running these ads during all of the Democrat debates, and it's really interesting to see how our ads are pushing the Democrats. The millennial voters are actually seeing what the history of Hillary Clinton is and the Benghazi disaster that occurred under her administration as Secretary of State, and we are actually pushing millennials to Bernie Sanders. I don't want to take credit for the rise of a socialist, but I think it's interesting that that's what the polling numbers would say, is that the ads that are being pushed by the Stop Hillary PAC are actually pushing millennials away from Hillary and towards Bernie.
Yeah, I know that is kind of funny. It is kind of amazing. But you know, you talk about the Benghazi ads and what have you. Do you think, I am so disenchanted, is probably the best word, that people see these things, they know them to be true, they see her tripping over her explanations, and they still seem to don't believe the Benghazi thing. They don't believe the email issues. It's almost kind of petered away at this point in time, hasn't it?
Well, I don't think it's petered away. I honestly think that it's going to become a major issue in the campaign. I think that the Benghazi congressional hearings have faded away, but I think that, you saw the movie 13 Hours. That is still going to have a huge impact on the race. And I believe even more so that the colluding that was going on between the Secretary of State, between Hillary Clinton and her role as Secretary of State, and funneling money to the Clinton Foundation is going to be a huge story moving forward. And I think that's probably what the FBI is investigating, not so much the release of classified information, which anybody else would be put in jail for.
I'm kidding. Yep.
Hillary Clinton, I believe, will get a pass on that, but I don't think she'll get a pass on colluding in her role as Secretary of State, funneling money to feather her own bed with and funneling Bill Clinton's speeches to countries that did business with her and the Clinton Foundation.
I agree with you. You're looking at the FBI investigation here. What's your thought? Does she get indicted or doesn't she? What happens?
Well, the FBI does not indict, but the FBI makes a recommendation to indict.
Right.
And I think in the end, the FBI will make that recommendation. You can't have 100 FBI agents investigating this issue and not have it come out with something very, very, very significant. And I believe that they will make a recommendation to indict, and depending on what it is, will determine on whether the Justice Department under this administration would ever consider indicting. I don't believe the administration has a full grasp and understanding of what is fully being investigated right now.
Yeah, you're probably right, but here's my problem with this. Who, the AG is one of Mr. Obama's people. Who else is there? If they indict her, if they choose to indict her, do whatever they're going to do to her, who's left to run? Bernie? Do you really think that the Dems and Obama want Bernie to run?
I think Joe Biden would step right in. Joe Biden is...
I said that too. I said that too. I'm glad you said it as well.
I think Biden is praying that she is indicted, and I think that the Obamas would much more, prefer to have Biden running than to have Hillary running. I think, personally, I believe if she is the Democrat nominee, we will have a landslide election for Republican. I know I am.
Wow.
The majority of people out there don't think so. But I think if she has this kind of, a trail of corruption in front of her that every Republican knows about, and the media is not doing anything to remind the American people about it, that as we move forward, that's the sole reason why I started the Stop Hillary PAC 24 months ago, was because I knew that the Democrats would try to rewrite history and whitewash the trail of corruption that has been left behind by Hillary Clinton and the Bill Clinton administration. And you look at what the Democrats did to Romney. They branded him early on in the election as some rich, out-of-touch white guy. And Romney never responded until the last couple months of the election. And by that time, it was too late. And I wasn't going to allow the media to whitewash Hillary Clinton's history, and I wasn't going to allow the Democrats to just write her in without having anybody confronting her. And so we have been raising money, and we've been building an army of millions of people around the country who have joined our organization to remind people of who Hillary Clinton is and what her background is, from Whitewater through Travelgate through all of the scandals, but certainly up to the Benghazi situation where four American heroes were killed under her watch, and she didn't provide any security whatsoever. And then what has resulted because of those hearings, and I believe because of the pressure that the Stop Hillary PAC has put on the Benghazi committee, that these emails have been brought forth, and that investigation resulted in finding out that she had a private server in her basement that she was using as Secretary of State.
Senator, hold on a minute. We've got a lot more to talk about. I want to talk about Trump being involved in this and whether that changes anything for you. And if Biden jumps in, are we awash? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. We've got a lot more with Senator Ted Harvey right after this. Hey, you've missed a health care deadline. You don't have any kind of health care. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable health care option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their health care, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having health care insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on therealside.com and find it there as well.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
Always a pleasure having you on board with me. Head over to the website, therealside.com. Head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, live chat room running up there. Send me an email to the to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Because I know some of you have sent me emails saying, I don't want to get on the phone, I don't want to talk, I don't want to say, okay, whatever. Whatever makes you happy, as long as you get the point across. I do so much appreciate the time that you do spend with me. I've got the Senator Ted Harvey on the line with me. He's the chairman of the StopHillaryPAC.org, and they are doing a lot to keep Hillary from becoming president. Senator, thanks for joining me today.
You bet. Thank you. I appreciate the Young Frankenstein lead-in there. That's one of my favorite movies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And shows you how old we're getting because there's a lot of young people don't even know what that movie is. And, you know, let's take a little sidebar here. What I'd say to you is you couldn't make those movies today. They're too politically incorrect.
Isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth?
Some of the funniest movies of all time today.
Where we are.
Oh, no kidding. No kidding at all. I agree with you totally. And it is too bad because I think that's part of what's leading to all the nasties that we're seeing out there on college campuses and places like that. It is just terrible. Let's get back to Hillary for a minute here. You know, we see all these polls coming up, and I'm going to tell you, before you tell me what they are, I keep saying, I think this is Republican leadership touting these polls because they don't want to see a Trump on this ticket anyway, shape, manner, or form. Do you even know what you said? If Hillary is the nominee and Trump is on the ticket, you still believe that we can beat her?
I do. I think that Hillary is going to be an incredible anchor on the entire Democrat slate. And I think, I do believe she will be indicted. And my hope is it's too late in the cycle for them to parachute in Biden, but sadly, I think even if she was indicted, I think she would still win the nomination for the Democrat Party. But I think that the average unaffiliated voter out there, if she is indicted, will never be able to support her when they find out the true issues that are going on. That were going on behind the scenes when she was Secretary of State and she was meeting with foreign dignitaries and funneling money to her husband and to the Clinton Foundation. I don't see how she can overcome that. I don't think the Democrat Party can overcome that.
I just love how she talks about how she's she understands our pain. She knows what it's like. And, you know, what has she got? Three homes that are well over $4 or $5 million apiece. And she's, you know, she gets $600,000 for a speech. How in God's creation are these people buying this line that she understands and she knows what we're going through?
She was broke when she left the White House.
I know. Isn't that great?
She knows what it's like to be poor.
Oh, yeah, I guess when you can't make the payment on one of your $1 million homes, I can see what that'd be a problem. If they parachute Biden in, if they bring him in, how does that change the landscape? Where are you at?
I think it changes it significantly. I think I've never really respected Biden, but I had the opportunity to go see him give the commencement address at the Air Force Academy. I live here in Colorado, and I saw him give the commencement address at the Air Force Academy last year, and he was incredibly impressive. More so than I have ever seen when the, you know, the media is taking jabs at him for making stupid comments and stuff. When he's on his game, he is impressive, and I think that would change the entire ball game. He doesn't have the scandals that the Clintons have, and he's left wing, but he's not a socialist like Bernie is.
And they're talking about bringing Bill out in a couple of cities again to help Hillary out, but he's at this point, he's not really a help with the baggage he has. He's not a help with her. And the voters out there, the younger voters, they don't know who he is anymore. He doesn't hold the same weight he did before, do you think?
No, definitely not. And he doesn't have the charisma that he used to have. He was a rock star when he was president. But sadly, it looks as though he may be getting Parkinson's or some ailment. And, I mean, as sad as that is, it is not good for her to have him on the stump. It reminds people of the fact that it's a totally different generation. This is the first lady of a president who was in office almost 20 years ago. And the voters out there, I believe, are looking for somebody who has a little more that's a little more dynamic than Bill and Hillary Clinton. But, I mean, you look who the millennials are supporting. Bernie's, 72 years old right now?
This is my running joke on the show. For the big tent party, the party of diversity, the only thing they could shove at us was four old white folks.
Yep.
That was all they had to work with. Which I think is, just find it so amusing.
And you look at us. We have a Cuban from Texas, a Cuban from Florida, an African-American male, a female from California, and they give us Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton.
It's just amazing. Now you're
and we are the ones that get targeted.
Your group recently had a run-in / request from the FEC to change your name. Tell us about that. I think this is hilarious. It hurts my feelings. Change the name.
If your listeners haven't seen our response to the FEC, they need to pull it up because it is one of the most classic responses to any government entity you could possibly imagine. But there is currently a rule in the FEC campaign finance laws that says that once an individual announces their candidacy for office, for any federal office, that no PAC not associated with that candidate can use their name in the title of their PAC because it might confuse the voters and the donors that they might give money to the wrong PAC rather than giving it to the candidate. And so we responded with the hilarious
government bureaucracy at its finest, isn't it? Go ahead, tell them.
What part of stop Hillary would confuse somebody for vote for Hillary? And the response was, it was about five paragraphs long, just mocking the FEC for their idiotic effort to try to stop a very effective Stop Hillary PAC. And we had started the Stop Hillary PAC, like I said, 24 months ago, probably 12 months prior to when she announced her candidacy. So part of our response was we had started our PAC well before she announced. If anybody needs to change their name, Hillary needs to change her name, because we've already been in the public eye for so long that Hillary Clinton needs to change her name of her campaign, not us.
I thought that was great. It was classic, and we are going to put it up because I just think it's hilarious on how this works out. So, have you got any? I don't even know how to ask these questions, frankly, because if you got any direct correlation between the ads that you're running and watching her in the different states, maybe take a hit, take a nosedive, or people moving over to Bernie.
Well, there has been one poll that was taken that showed that we were having an impact with the Benghazi commercials that we are running, because, like I said, the media is doing everything they can to whitewash and to hide what happened on that day in Benghazi. And when the millennials actually see what happened, and that it was under her watch that the Ambassador Stevens had requested on multiple occasions to have security upgraded at his mission. It wasn't even an embassy. Most of the time when you have an ambassador in country, you have an embassy, and the embassy is protected by a Marine contingent. This was not an embassy. It was just a house, and it was not protected by anybody.
Right. Senator, we got to go.
To protect it.
Because I believe in capitalism, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute.
Amen.
I'm Joe Mastrangelo, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. I've got Senator Ted Harvey, chairman of the StopHillaryPAC.org. We'll be back with him in just a couple of minutes.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Future returns not indicative of future results.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the park. Meantime,
we are back. Always appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, not singing along with the songs, I hope. I'm not, on purpose. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you want to be involved in the conversation. And I do very much. Look, I may not always agree with you. Hopefully you don't always agree with me, because that's very boring. But it's the only way we find out how the other side thinks is when we open up the conversation, when we talk about these things, and we understand what's going on both sides. And, yeah, there are some people that need to be stopped. And Hillary is definitely one of those people. And it's not because I'm a hater. It's because, again, you know, you're talking, and I don't expect the senator to say this, I'll say it, you're talking about an accessory to murder. Right, you've got somebody that's created treason for all intents and purposes with the email server and the information that she gave out to people. She's broken dozens and dozens and dozens of laws, but she's what we need. Just amazing. I've asked Senator Ted Harvey to join me. He's the chairman of the StopHillaryPAC.org. And Senator, thanks so much for being with me tonight.
You bet. Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah. So, I say this on a regular basis. The bottom line is, she is an accessory to murder, or, you know, what do they call the person who drives the getaway car, you know, when somebody goes to commit a murder or a robbery, right?
That's what I would call it, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So she knew there was trouble there. She was the Secretary of State. She called the shots. She could have made this happen, and we'd still have four Americans that were, well, I believe we'd still have four Americans that were alive today. They just don't seem to care.
Not to mention the fact that when it was going on, she was nowhere to be found. And then when she was notified of what was going on, she did not pursue forcing the president to provide backup and help get those guys out of there. And then the next day for she and the president to both go on national television and say that it was a result of a stupid video made in California, and they both sent out the UN ambassador to go and continue the same lie on the Sunday morning shows when they knew for a fact, as it was going on, that it was a terrorist incident on the anniversary of 9/11. I mean, they are both complicit in the deaths of all four of those American heroes. And then to go to their families and lie to them to their face and say that it wasn't because of a terrorist incident, but it was because of a video. They knew for a fact when they talked to those families that it was a terrorist incident. And that is so reprehensible. It's not even, it just disgusts me.
Yeah, it's almost like we're doing everything we can to show others that we're not aggressive like we used to be, that we're, you know, we're kinder, gentler America. We don't want to look like we're aggressive in any way, shape, management or form. Agreed?
Well, look what's happening right now with the Russian military jets that are strafing our
You know what? Listen. Boat. I know we should that jet should have got very close to the ship, and then what you should have saw going past the ship on the other side was a fireball with parts and pieces flying all over the place. That's what you should
exactly
have saw.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Or we should have at least said, you do it again and we will bring it down, and we should have backed it up.
You're too nice.
I guarantee you if Ronald Reagan were in office and he said, you do it again, it's coming down, they never would have done it again.
No. I don't think they would have. Come on, seriously. Do you really think they would have done it the first time with Ronald Reagan?
No.
They wouldn't even. Yeah, right? They wouldn't even have thought of that. That ship's captain wouldn't have got the words out of his mouth.
This president has drawn so many red lines in the sand and then watched, you know, the Syrian rebels going over there, and you've seen Russia going across and invading Georgia and other countries, and this president does nothing to stop them.
Yeah, we have
on the red line in the sand.
Yeah, we have. We are now known as, you know, as the cowards of the universe here. I mean, seriously, Putin is doing what he's doing because he knows he can get away with it. He knows there's not going to be anything that's going to stop him. Sanctions my butt. You're going to see none of that really happening. Iran's got enough money now that, you know, America can put all kinds of sanctions on Russia, and Iran will pick up the slack, right? I mean, they've got the money to do it.
Yep. And look at North Korea and look at China, what they're doing in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, no kidding. The and that was, if I think back, wasn't it Bill Clinton who signed the agreement with North Korea so they wouldn't get nuclear missiles?
I think you're right. Yeah.
They do it. You know, I got blasted. I wrote a piece asking why the Dems hate the military. And I went through what Carter did, what Clinton did, and now what Obama has done. And it seems like one of the first things that they do when they get into office is they start cutting up the military. They start whittling it down. What is their hatred? Why is there such hatred for the military with them?
Obama is not whittling. Obama is cutting it with a cleaver.
He's chunking, yes.
You look at the generals that have been fired under Obama's administration. It is unbelievable how many have been forced to resign or been fired against their will. He is decimating the upper ranks of our military because he knows that they disagree with every decision that he is making with regards to the military, from the downsizing to playing patsy with the enemies of the United States.
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
And Hillary Clinton would do nothing different. She was the ambassador during the Arab Spring and made all of the same decisions with regards to Syria and regards to Egypt and regards to Palestine. It is in Iran, it is Hillary Clinton was the Secretary of State and pushed all of the same policies, and she will do the same when she's president.
Yeah, I don't see much change. The only thing I see changing when she becomes president is I don't think she'll do anything to uphold the legacy of Obama. Absolutely nothing, which is why I think he's so afraid or so irritated by the possibility of her becoming president, don't you?
Well, I think he's afraid of her losing. That's why he's afraid of her being the nominee. I think that he realizes that she is such a liability to the Democrat Party that it's driving him crazy that she might lose, which would result in the next Republican president being able to appoint Scalia's replacement and probably two, three, or four other replacements during the course of the next 8 years, which would completely radically transform America as Obama would like it to be.
Yeah, eight more, even 4 years, but 8 more years of this kind of rule, of this, and I do mean rule because it seems to be a dictatorship more than anything else, but 8 more years, I don't know, it'll leave this country in such a mess that God only knows how long it'll take for us to come back out of it, or whether we can even really come back out of it at all.
I don't think we would. I don't think we would. I think that we are so close right now to it all falling apart. If we had 4 more years of a Democrat administration and she was able to appoint liberal judges to replace Scalia and others that will probably be resigning, I think that it would transform our understanding of the Constitution and individual freedoms and liberties, and certainly with regards to the Second Amendment, it would no longer be an individual right of self-protection, but it would be the right of the army to have guns, and that's about it.
Yeah. I keep thinking of what I've read about her and others, others in the party, that, see the military, see some of the traditions of this country over the last 50, 60, 70 years, and don't like them, don't feel that they're right. I mean, I remember my dad under Jimmy Carter. I remember my dad going out of his mind when Jimmy gave the Panama Canal back.
You bet.
And he said, "Do you understand how many men died, what that cost this country to make that happen and what have you? Do these guys?" And he was a devout Democrat. Think about that.
Yep.
You know?
He became one of the Reagan Democrats, right?
Yeah. Oh, please. Today, there's not much difference between he and I when it comes to, politics as a whole. I'm just amazed by it. But again, it comes back to me saying, why it just seems like the Dems hate everything good and decent about our authority figures, if you would, our military, our police, our first responders, our firefighters.
Everything that America represents, the Democrats loathe.
Yeah. I got to talking and not watching the clock. Go ahead and tell people how they can get more information on Stop Hillary.
You bet. I encourage all your listeners to go to stophillarypack.org, and you can sign up there to become one of our millions and millions of members out there that we are notifying every day of what we are doing and where Hillary is and what the campaign is doing. But also, certainly, you can help us financially to keep these ads up on the television during these debates and throughout the rest of the campaign.